Have you ever thought that football could help your marriage? You may even have been praying for someone to come along and tell you how. Well, I'm going to offer perspective in a few ways I think it really does on this episode of 1 Million Husbands Podcast. Well, if you're excited like me about the football season's getting ready to start, you know, it's just that time of the year we love. But also, you know what? I don't care what it is. If it's peewee, it's high school, it's college, it's pro, you know, they're all getting ready to take the field. There's anticipation. There's excitement for a new year, a new season, waiting to see how it's all going to be played out. And I enjoy that. I enjoy team sports. I like football, like baseball, like basketball. There's probably not much that I don't like in sports. But like me also, you've probably heard that team sports have a way of teaching us about life. And I understand, I think, the principles behind it. So today, though, I'm going to offer a perspective on how football has a way of teaching us some principles about marriage. So let's huddle up and let's consider 8 things that we can learn and practice in our marriages, in our relationships. So in no particular order, here they are. The first thing is we have to understand that there are seasons in marriage. Just like every year there's a new season, in marriage there are seasons. Whether you're looking forward to getting married, maybe you're newlyweds, maybe you have a house full of kids, maybe you're looking at the empty nest or retirement, whatever that is, those are all seasons, and all of those seasons present their own issues, their own things that we have to learn from, tackle, but also experience joys and victories. And so the seasons are the first thing I think that we learn. But the second thing is preparation. You know, football teams right now, they don't just start tomorrow and just start playing without preparation. They've been preparing for quite a while. And preparation is needed and necessary, especially in our relationships. And again, if you are newlyweds or you're about to be married, preparation is of the utmost importance, and it does take a while. You can't just run right into it. And so that leads us to another thing. With preparation, you can be prepared and feel like you've got everything figured out, but you've probably heard and you know that there are times that you have to make adjustments. You know, we hear about adjustments that are in-game adjustments, but there are also adjustments that take place off-season from year to year that we have to basically adjust maybe the game plan because of certain scenarios, certain things. In-game adjustments are the result probably because of things that we weren't expecting. And just like marriage, there are things you will have in marriage that you weren't expecting. And whatever those can be. And so when you make the adjustments and you've been prepared and you're looking at all the seasons potentially, there's also the idea of having a coach and being coachable. Now, please hear me. I hesitate to even use the word coach in relationship to Christ. But what we're talking about is someone who is wiser, who knows more, who has our best interests in mind, and has answers for problems. He can solve problems. He can look at things and see a different perspective. And so it's one thing, though, to have a coach. It's one thing to be a Christian and say, I am a Christian and Christ is my Lord. But also, we also know that there are players, so to speak, that have a coach, but they're not coachable. So you have to be, you have to have a great coach, have to know your coach, respect your coach, but also be coachable. Being humble enough to be told where your errors are, where your mistakes are, and maybe how you need to adjust. So beyond that, though, while you know your coach, it's also wise to know the opponent. What are the things that could be potentially opponents in your marriage? You can't take them for granted. You know, I live in Texas, and there's a saying that says that there are two types of homeowners in Texas, those that have foundation problems and those that will. And I think that's the same thing in marriage. There are marriages that either have problems, have issues, and then those that will. None of us are immune from that. And Satan loves to drive wedges into relationships that are founded on Christ. So we talk about that, and we talk about just knowing the opponents, but just like any coach, any team, you're going to want to know what the opponent is, because the opponent is going to be studying your tendencies and is looking for opportunities to break you down. He's becoming more aware of your weaknesses, what you do. And even the Bible says that Satan basically wanders about looking for who he can devour. He's like a lion looking for who he can devour, and he's looking for the weak. And so we need to keep our marriages strong, and we do that in very specific ways. And I would say that chances are you're going to be injured, and we want to keep the injuries down. But a lot of times we're injured because we don't take the necessary precautions. Yes, there's going to be pain. There's going to be scars. And at times you'll play through them, but you never ignore them. You seek treatment. And part of seeking that treatment is reading God's word, is fellowship, understanding and knowing your teammates. And we need teammates. Teammates are those people that we as an individual or as a couple need to be surrounded by, who have the same objective to love the Lord, to encourage each other, and to fulfill the gospel. And so, again, while the going back to the opponent, going back to Satan, you know, those things that we can use against him, not only to keep us from being injured, but also in knowing the opponent and battling the opponent, are those very things I just talked about: the word, fellowship, and teammates. And then the final one is that you can't take it down off. We always hear this, that we play 60 minutes. Every day, every minute is an opportunity to get better, to love better, and to lead better. So what do you think? I've given you 8. Are there any others? Well, I can think of one more. How about timeouts? Time that we take to catch a breath, maybe to reevaluate, but to get right back in the game. Well, what do you say we do that right now? Father, thanks for these men and their lives. I pray that we all listen to you and hear what you'd have us to do, that we would humble ourselves and fix our eyes on the one true goal, our eternity with you. In Christ's name, amen. Once again, share this with your friends. If you have any questions, thoughts, suggestions, feel free to message me through Facebook, Instagram, or at 1 Million Husbands via email at 1millionhusbands@gmail.com. So until next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the 1 Million Husbands podcast.